Well, it's Thursday, so we love to talk motoring with our man on the road, David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are things?
Very well. Thank you, Andrew.
David, I believe you're getting around at Christmas time in a Hyundai Kona. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, this is one of the electric cars on the market, and it's a medium-sized SUV, not huge. They've just given it a bit of a makeover, but it's fundamentally still the same, a little longer, a few more safety features, which I think is good. But it was under really test getting around and making the trip into the down to some friends at Pete's Ridge. So a bit of a drive. How would it cope? How would I be worrying about charging and that?
And what was the result? How did it go?
Oh, look, it's remarkably good. It's now rated at about 484 kilometres on a full charge. Now, I picked it up, but, you know, it had a little bit of running around. It had about 97% charge. I drove for an hour, 85 kilometres, potted around up at the family, you know, extended family's place, returned back and still had 55% charge. So, you know, to do a couple of hundred kilometres was not pushing the limits at all. In fact, getting down to, you know, not even using half the charge of it. A bit overnight, you know, I was only using an old single-phase plug out of the garage, so I only got up to 85% by charging overnight. So you've got to watch that a little. I'm now going to plot out where some of the supermarkets are, not so much to get free power, although that's nice, but maybe to get enough power quickly might be part of that. But, you know, what's the average car do? It's about 14,000 kilometres a year, about 300k a week.
Yep.
Well, this could do a whole, you know, on average figures, it can do that on one charge, one battery full of power.
What about the gear on the inside? Is it has it got all the bells and whistles inside as well?
Look, it's good, and I've got to say the Koreans make a lot of good features in their cars for relatively good prices. Although this comes with a great price premium. I'll get to that.
Okay.
But smallish and functional, 40 millimetres longer, but it's got very clever things now, like a smart adjustable regenerative braking. Now, that allows you to pick what level of regenerative braking. In other words, when you back your foot off the accelerator, how much does it then recharge the batteries?
Mm.
You say, well, why bother? Well, the more it recharges, the more it slows you down. And I really like that. You just learn to drive off the accelerator with rarely having to touch the brake, unless you've got to come to a complete stop. Other safety features like a cross-traffic alert on the back, so it tells you if there's vehicles driving across the back of the car, you know, at 90 degrees, if you're pulling out of a shopping centre car park, for example. So, you know, these things, and another one is leading vehicle departure alert. Now, it alerts the driver if you don't react fast enough when the vehicle ahead of you, it looks like it's when it starts out.
So it's like the taxi driver that sits behind you and beeps at you if you haven't moved instantly.
I don't know if it alerts you by swearing at you. But,
I guess it possibly could. So it sounds like it's got a lot of good gear and it's a nice vehicle, the Hyundai Kona. What's the price tag?
Unfortunately, it nearly doubles the price.
Whoosh.
For the elite version, it's about $60,000. And for the Highlander, the top-of-the-range one, it's $65,000. Now, that is a significant premium. There's no question of that. One shouldn't try and back away from it. There's a belief in technology that it will get better. You are paying a price premium for it. I've got to say, though, I've said this often, they're just so lovely and quiet.
If you consider the possibility that we probably spend about $20,000 a year on petrol, then that is a saving when it comes to spending $60,000 on the electric vehicle, doesn't it?
The reality is you won't get your money back in terms of saving on petrol. What will push it in the future will be government regulations, which even in major cities may mean you can't go into an inner area now, unless you have a zero emission vehicle or a very low emission vehicle.
I dare say we'll see a lot more of those in the metro areas than we will here in the Hunter Valley, but we will with good time. David Brown, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date.
My pleasure.